This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas, live in Denver. The Broomfield City Council is set to vote on an 18-month moratorium on data centers tonight. The temporary ban would give the city time to study the facility's effect on surrounding neighborhoods. If passed, the ordinance would only apply to new or expanded data centers with power demands of at least 10 megawatts. Broomfield already has several data centers. The largest one is the 20-megawatt Chase facility. The electoral gap between Republican State Senator Barbara Kirkmeyer and Republican Victor Marks has closed a bit. Marks leads by just under 2,000 votes. The race remains too close to call as there are still several thousand ballots yet to be counted. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Both the Kirkmeyer and Marks campaigns maintain there's a path to victory for their candidate to nab the Republican nomination for governor, and a major deadline is coming up. Wednesday is the last day for primary voters to cure their ballots. It's also the last day for military and overseas ballots to be received by county clerks to be counted. The final tabulation of provisional ballots could be done as early as Thursday. Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A federal judge has blocked Colorado for now from capping the price of a well-known arthritis drug, the first time a state has done that. The drug is Enbrel, made by pharmaceutical company Amgen. The state prescription drug affordability board placed a cap on its price after finding it was unaffordable. A federal judge in Denver ruled the state couldn't do that because caps on patented drugs are preempted by federal law. For more news of the day, come to CPR.org. It's 6:06. This is CPR News.